So who do you think does a good job of accessing and staying in a higher mind who can inspire us to do the same?
Well, 100 years ago, people were still speaking of higher beings and called them masters. And I believe they are still existing today.
Right.
Trust, we need trust. We need trust in the invisible. Not deny the visible, but behind the visible, we have the invisible. And what you would term Goethe speaks about in one of the wonderful poems, The Secrets. He speaks about a secret brotherhood who is composed of people who have done their job in life, their mature age. No one is admitted who has not really got through life. And they are invisible and they work from higher planes, which is maybe more effective sometimes than working externally.
Is
Nothing.
that what
Digihanamise.
you're calling the masters?
Yes, the masters are in these
Yeah, sometimes they
lodges.
won't assassinate a person because they don't want them to go to that level.
Oh. Well.
They're more dangerous if they rise to that level.
Well, yes. You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
That's why we are still alive?
There are other reasons. There are other reasons we. So I'm very proud because we're about to publish the last lecture
Oh, yes.
in Spiritual Science Academy.
Yes.
It was created to do a series of lectures that would give an overview of the different material of Steiner. And we've been working on it for 2 to 3 years. And we're just about to put up the last one. And then we'll make a big announcement of da-da, it's done. It's
Good.
all available. So
Well, at this point, I have to thank you tremendously, Catherine, that you had this initiative and that you wanted me to do this with you.
I'm only publisher. You did it.
No.
Because it's a
No.
lifetime of work
Yes,
that's
but
distilled.
you had no resistance. You had no. I think in one case maybe you have had some reservations, but you didn't make them authority for what I'm doing. So I had total freedom, and it is a good example of free spiritual life, that no control, no censorship, and I tell you more, no anthroposophical group that I have ever known had a similar intention to do something like that.
I'm not an anthroposophist, so
No.
I'm free to.
No. Yes, but you have an unbiased interest in anthroposophy. That's what counts. You remember in the
Well, I have an
lecture?
unbiased interest in what you have to say about
Well,
anthroposophy.
no. You remember yesterday? I had a reason to say, as the man said, Thomas Meyer seems to be a fan of Rudolf Steiner or something like that. Quite benevolent, I made it clear. Yes. I have an interest, I'm gratefully indebted, but I'm not a member of any society.
Right.
That was important. People have to have the courage to see, oh, society is not everything. And the society today is rotten. It's a society of people who are benevolent with the WHO and etc., etc. So I don't rather go into that. But you had an initiative here, which I really am greatly, deeply grateful.
Well, after we have the last one published, I want to do an announcement that it's all there and it's all
Right.
complete. And I think for anybody who doesn't understand Steiner's work, it's a wonderful introduction.
I hope so. I mean, the
Yeah.
reactions you sent me, some of them are quite thoughtful and
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah. People are very, very grateful.
I'm very happy about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I hope we will have in the future. Maybe here, I would love to come here again. It's a wonderful place. Next time I take my bathing suit. Faust and the great figures of
Yeah.
European culture.
Yeah. So I
Why?
want to do all the great,
Later,
I
next
want to do
step.
Goethe, Schiller,
Yes.
many.
Good.
So Spiritual Science Academy is finished and published. And we now have, for people who want to access, an introduction to Steiner or explore it, they have your complete overview.